Welcome to Christmas in Hollow Hills. We will journey deep into the legends of this awkward little town. Today's episode, The Gift That Wasn't. This podcast is presented by VCDI and TCDI. December 26th, in Hollow Hills, always had a strange quietness. The excitement of Christmas Day was over, and the festive lights seemed to cast longer shadows than usual, almost ominous in the stillness. For most people, it was a day to recover, to clean up wrapping paper, or to simply sit by the fire and rest. But for Alice Taylor, the day after Christmas was anything but restful. She stood in her living room, staring at the pile of presents beneath the tree. Something was off. She could feel it in the air. The sensation prickled at the back of her neck, making the hair there stand on end.
Mom, did you get me this one?
Her daughter, Lily, asked from behind her. Alice turned around, her eyes falling on the object Lily was holding. A small, unwrapped box, plain and undecorated. It was strange because Alice was sure they had opened everything on Christmas Day. No gifts had been left behind.
I don't remember that one.
Alice said, frowning as she walked over to Lily.
Where did you find it?
Lily pointed to the base of the tree.
It was tucked away in the back, almost hidden behind the trunk.
Alice's frown deepened. She crouched down and took the box from Lily's hand. The paper felt rough, old, like it had been there for years. She turned it over in her hands. No tag, no name, no sign that it had been wrapped by her or anyone she knew.
Well, we didn't miss anything when we opened presents yesterday. I'm sure of it.
Alice muttered.
And I definitely didn't put this under the tree.
Lily shifted uncomfortably.
Do you think it's for one of us? Maybe it fell off the sleigh,
she said, trying to inject a little humor. But Alice didn't laugh. Something about the box made her uneasy. She had carefully kept track of every gift she's wrapped, and this certainly was not one of them.
I don't know, sweetheart,
Alice said softly.
Maybe we should just leave it alone for now.
But Lily was already peeling back the corner of the paper, too curious to stop.
It's not that big a deal, Mom. Let's see what it is.
The paper crinkled as Lily pulled it off, revealing a small wooden box beneath. It looked handmade, the wood worn and stained as if it had been passed out through generations. Alice's stomach clenched. Where had this come from? Lily lifted the lid, revealing something inside, wrapped in faded tissue paper. She hesitated for a moment, then carefully unwrapped the item. It was a small glass ornament, delicate and intricately designed, but chipped at the edges. The design on the ornament was of a dark, twisted tree, its branches curling in unnatural ways. Alice shuddered. There was something unsettling about the ornaments, though she couldn't quite see why.
It's pretty, I guess,
Lily said, holding it up to the light. The ornament didn't catch any sparkle. It seemed to absorb the light, darkening as it swayed in her hand.
Put it back,
Alice said, her voice sharper than she intended. Lily looked at her mother, surprised.
It's just an ornament, Mom.
Alice shook her head.
I don't know where it came from, Lily, and we didn't buy it. Something about it feels wrong.
Lily frowned but complied, carefully placing the ornament back in the box and closing the lid. Alice felt a wave of relief wash over her as the strange ornament disappeared from sight.
We'll figure out where it came from later,
Alice said, trying to sound reassuring.
For now, let's just leave it alone.
But that night, as Alice lay in bed, she couldn't shake the feeling that something was watching her. Every time she closed her eyes, she saw the image of that twisted tree. It its branches stretching out, reaching for her. Around midnight, a soft creaking sound echoed through the house.
Alice shot up in bed, her heart racing. The noise was faint at first, like footsteps on the floorboards. But it was unmistakable. She strained her ears, listening.
Her breath hitched. The sound was coming from downstairs, from the living room, near the tree. Slowly, she climbed out of bed. Trying not to wake Lily, she tiptoed down the hallway and descended the stairs,
her pulse pounding in her ears.
As she reached the bottom step, she heard it again. Another faint thump. It was coming from the Christmas tree. Alice stepped into the living room, her eyes scanning the darkened space. Everything seemed normal. The tree was still lit, its soft glow casting shadows on the walls. But then she noticed something that made her blood run cold. The box. The small wooden box was no longer where they had left it. It was sitting open in the middle of the floor, and the ornament, that strange chipped ornament, was hanging from one of the lower branches of the tree. Its twisted design looked more sinister than ever, as it had grown more tangled and deformed since they'd seen it earlier. Alice's mouth went dry. She was sure she had left the box closed on the table. She hadn't touched the ornament again, so how? Her heart skipped a beat. The noise wasn't coming from the tree. It was coming from the attic, directly above her. For a long moment, Alice stood frozen, staring at the ceiling. She could hear it clearly now. Footsteps, slow and deliberate, pacing back and forth. The attic door, hidden behind a panel in the hallway's ceiling, was barely ever used. There shouldn't be anyone up there. Clutching the banister for support, Alice took a few shaky steps toward the hallway. The ceiling panel was slightly ajar, just enough to see the darkness beyond. The sound reverberated through the house, and Alice stumbled back, her breath catching in her throat. Something had slammed against the floorboards of the attic. Something, or someone. She had to move. She had to get out of the house. But as she turned to flee, a faint voice echoed from above. A voice that sent a shiver down her spine. She froze. The voice was raspy, strained, but unmistakably calling her.
Alice, come closer.
Her feet felt like they were glued to the floor. She didn't want to move. She didn't want to see what was up there. But every instinct screaming in her mind, she took a step forward, and then another. The panel to the attic creaked as it shifted slightly, a puff of cold air escaping from the dark space above.
Alice.
Her hand shook as she reached for the pull cord to the attic ladder, her heart thundering in her chest. Just as her fingers brushed the cord, the attic door flung open with a bang, the ladder crashing down in front of her. Alice screamed, stumbling back and falling to the floor. She scrambled away from the attic door, her eyes wide with terror. Something was moving up there. Something heavy, shifting through the darkness. And then, slowly, a figure began to descend the ladder. It was a woman, her face pale and hollow, with eyes sunken deep into her skull. Her hair hung in limp strands and her mouth twisted in a grotesque smile. She clutched the chipped ornament in her bony hands, holding it out toward Alice.
"We've come for what's mine,"
the woman rasped, her voice echoing through the house. Alice backed away, her body shaking.
What do you want?"
The woman's smile widened as she stepped closer, her icy fingers brushing Alice's face.
"The gift. That wasn't."
With a sudden scream, the woman lunged forward, and Alice's world went to black. Alice awoke with a start, gasping for air. She was lying on the living room floor, the morning light streaming in through the windows. The small unwrapped box that had been left under the tree was back on the coffee table, but this time it wasn't empty. Slowly, almost against her will, Alice approached it. Her hands trembled as she reached for the box and lifted the lid. Inside was the chipped glass ornament, the one from her dream. The twisted dark tree etched onto its surface looked more malevolent than ever, as though it had grown. Her throat tightened as she realized the ornament's design now included a faint, shadowy figure standing at the base of the tree, exactly where the figure had been in the attic. Alice's pulse quickened, her gaze flickering back toward the ceiling. The attic door was closed, but the oppressive sense of something watching her lingered in the air. She couldn't escape the feeling that whatever had been up there wasn't gone. It was waiting. She needed to get out. Now. Grabbing Lily, who had thankfully remained unaware of the terror her mother had just experienced, Alex threw on her coat and headed for the door. But just as her hand reached the doorknob, the sound came again. Soft, insistent, and unmistakable. This wasn't from the attic this time. It was coming from the front door. Her breath caught in her throat as she slowly turned the knob and pulled the door open. The icy wind whipped against her face, but no one was there. The street was empty, the snow falling softly in the pale light of the early evening. But then, her eyes fell to the ground. There, in the fresh snow on the porch, were two sets of footprints leading away from the house toward the woods at the edge of Hollow Hills. Alice's heart pounded in her chest as she stared at the tracks. They looked fresh, too fresh to be from a distant passerby. And yet, she hadn't heard anyone approach. The feeling of being watched intensified, and she knew whatever had left those prints, whatever had been in her attic, wasn't done with her. As the darkness of the winter evening settled in, Alice grabbed her daughter's hand, her grip tightening.
Ma?
Lily asked softly, sensing the fear radiating from her mother.
Let's go, sweetheart.
Alice whispered, her voice trembling.
We're leaving Hollow Hills.
But as they stepped out into the cold, a faint, almost imperceptible whisper echoed from behind her.
Alice.
The door slammed shut behind them, and the shadowy figure still waiting in the attic smiled. Hours later, Holly's diner was quiet, with only a few folk finishing their breakfast. Alice and Lily sat at the counter. Alice had her head in her hands, staring straight down at the counter, while Lily slowly picked at her pancakes and made a small smiley face with the remaining blueberries. Holly finished refilling a cup of coffee for some folk at the other end of the diner. She walked back behind the counter and placed the coffee pot back on the warmer. She turned around and leaned toward Alice.
Alice? You've been here for almost 2.5 hours. You want to talk about what's going on?
Alice lifted her head slowly and turned it slightly away from Lily as not to let her daughter see that she was crying.
We can't stay in that house anymore, and I don't know what to do. It was just so horrible.
Holly looked over at Lily, who was now using a strawberry to complete her smiley face made of blueberries. Holly asked Lily if she would like to do some coloring at the table behind them. Lily was excited, jumped down from her seat, hustled over the table, and patiently waited as Holly brought some crayons and a couple of coloring placemats she gave to kids. Lily quickly went to work. Holly returned to Alice, and Alice explained in her quietest voice what had happened.
I know you must think I'm one of the crazies in this town now. I never thought I'd get caught up in the folk tales of this town.
Holly leaned in and placed her hands on Alice, providing a little warmth and comfort.
That is terrible, Alice. You did the right thing to get out of there. The ornament, though. What was it?
Alice whipped a tear from her eye and said,
"It was just an old ornament with an old tree that looked like its branches were twisted. Oh, and it had a small chip in it."
Holly nodded as her gaze lifted and drifted across the diner. Each table was adorned with small, lightly decorated Christmas trees. Near the door was a full-size Christmas tree with the quaint, old-fashioned decorations and a string of popcorn wrapped around it, curling its way to the top. As Holly scanned the tree, she found what she was looking for, an ornament she had placed on the tree, but did not recall ever having before. It was a small glass ornament, delicate and intricately designed, but chipped at the edges. The design on the ornament was of a dark, twisted tree, its branches curling in unnatural ways. The exact ornament Holly had just described. Holly looked over at Lily, who was still happily filling the pages full of colors. Then she leaned in closer to give Alice a light squeeze to her hand.
"You and Lily can stay with me for a bit. I have a small guest house in the back. It's not much, but it has heat, warm water, and some basic furnishings to make you too comfortable while I help you sort this out."
Holly offered Lily a piece of pie, who was very excited to have a pie before even having lunch. She hopped back next to her mom and started eating. Alice gave a lighthearted smile and then whispered to Holly,
"Thank you."